888-818 Medi, 888-818-6334. Call now, set up an appointment. There is never a charge for their services at MediConnect. Every Saturday from the time we begin the show, the Inside Connection, until noon, they are standing by. We have a lot to get to with Lauren Uran, so we're going to do that right now. But again, MediConnectInsurance.com as well. Plus, we're going to be telling you about seminars that you can book online, or you can actually call them at that toll-free number. It's a chilly day in Pittsburgh, is it not?
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Pittsburgh. And yes, it is very chilly out there. I think that my coffee may have gotten cold on my journey in today. So bear with me there.
I know. That's the worst. But anyway, it's like 9 degrees above zero right now.
And did you see up in like Vermont, it's -106 projection?
Well, like I was telling you during the break, and I have no idea. It only happens on Friday nights when it's cold. My feet last night were like two ice cubes. I couldn't fall asleep. I tried everything. I had pillows around my feet, blankets. And, you know, it's just, it's bitterly cold. So we want you to warm up with some coffee, stay indoors, maybe put on some soup, and get ready for a very informative show. You know, when I think about being 66 now, years of age, I'm so grateful for things like Social Security. We were talking a little bit about last hour. But Medicare, one of the greatest things that we have in this country, and we're so fortunate to have somebody like MediConnect, you know, someone who's single, like myself, to be able to navigate this stuff, to know this is one less thing I have to worry about. And, you know, being at different doctor's appointments lately and going through different things, I understand more importantly now why all of these healthcare carriers that we talk about every time and these healthcare facilities, you know, the AHNs and the UPMCs in Heritage Valley where I live, they're so important to all of us. And to have MediConnect put all of the pieces of the puzzle together for people, what just peace of mind. I'm just so blessed and fortunate to be associated with you and this great country and having Medicare.
Well, Rob, you know, before we jump into things here, you're not alone. You're not alone out there.
Right.
I mean, like you said, you're a single guy. There's a lot of single ladies out there as well, right?
Shout out. Right.
We also have folks that are maybe helping a parent navigate things. You know, people can be on Medicare for a disability, too. They might be under 65. There's a lot of people out there, and let's face it, the government does not make it easy to understand, right? So while you're navigating out there, you know, you're not alone. It was really funny this week. I was on the phone with a friend of my mother's, actually, that I'm helping navigate through the process, and she was going online to ssa.gov to apply for her AMB, and she was like, I'm so scared to hit submit. I'm so afraid I'm going to mess this up. And I was like, well, you know, here's the thing. 10,000 people a day, every day, till the year 2033, are turning 65.
Every day. Wow.
So there's 10,000 people a day going into that website and turning it on. And everybody's doing it. So, you know, jump on in and get it taken care of as well. But we do help try to simplify that process a lot because it is very confusing.
Talking to a classmate of mine, both, you know, she's 65. I just turned 66. She was the first love of my life at like 13. So we just kind of reconnected and just talking. And we were talking the other night and I said, it's amazing what happens between your age and my age. When you're my age and you look back and you're like, how did that go by so quickly? So I think that's why this show has such interest for people in their 40s. I have people come up to me in their 40s and 50s. And I was listening to that show. Now, exactly, I said, well, you better just give them a call to ask. They've actually called to get questions answered, and they're 10 years away, if not longer,
absolutely,
from Medicare.
And guess what? It's going to change a lot by the time they get there because it changes every year. That's what I love about this job. I mean, I'm always moving. I'm always learning something. I've been doing this about 12 years, and it does not look like what I walked into 12 years ago.
Well, it'll go quick, but one thing's for sure, they are there with the Inside Connection every single Saturday here. And, of course, MediConnect, MediConnectInsurance.com. And what I love, we have that staff of those live advisors every week from now until noon. Call them, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Lauren's got a very busy program planned for today, so let's get to it.
Let's get to it. So we are looking back to 1958. Folks that are turning 65 this year were born in 1958, so we're going to go back to that year and have a little bit of fun. In 1958, NASA was established on July 29th under President Eisenhower. Pretty exciting. 14-year-old Bobby Fischer wins the U.S. Chess Championship.
Can I just say real quick, I was infatuated with the whole chess thing, and when Bobby Fischer was knocking the Russians off, and I was just a kid. I actually joined the chess club, and I was terrible at it. But I have always found him a fascinating individual.
That's great. I've never played chess.
It's tremendous, but I'm just terrible at all board games.
Well, we've been having a little Monopoly feud at home recently. So
really?
I usually win, but Jeff actually beat us a couple of times, and I'm not very happy about it, so I've never lost before.
Trust me, I get it. Believe me. What else?
Also, the first transatlantic passenger flights begin, with flights between London and New York happening for the first time ever. The Hope Diamond was donated to the Smithsonian Institute. And then a few celebrities who are turning 65 this year. Jamie Lee Curtis, Madonna, Prince, Pittsburgh's own Mark Cuban, and if he was with us, Michael Jackson would have been turning 65 and needing some Medicare assistance.
And also, that was the year that Elvis went into the Army.
It was.
Big deal. And do you know Colonel Parker? He was shrewd, but he was smart. He had Elvis go to RCA and record like 20 songs. Oof. So Elvis never recorded the 2 years he was in the military.
Right.
But he just kept strategically releasing. That guy was so good. Something he probably recorded 3 years earlier was a hit like 3 years later.
That's brilliant.
And that is absolutely brilliant.
And to be able to see ahead with music, you know, that's pretty amazing.
All right. What else?
So again, if you're celebrating your 65th birthday this year, you're welcome to attend one of our new to Medicare meetings in your neighborhood. Rob, like you said, some people are out there that are 40, 45, 55 having questions as well. So the upcoming ones will be February 7th, all at 6 p.m., the Holiday Inn in Irwin, February 15th, 6 p.m., right after Valentine's Day, in the Waterfront, February 16th, also at the Holiday Inn in Washington at the Meadows Drive, and then February 21st, Holiday Inn in Greentree. We were there. I think I did the last one that we did there. It was recent. It was towards the end of AEP last year. Also upcoming, Butler, AHN Harmer, Ford City, Bell Vernon, South Park, Oakdale, and Pleasant Hills. So we're going to be in a neighborhood near you coming up soon.
All seminars at 6 p.m. Live advisors again today till noon. Call the number for more information or to get your seat reserved, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. And their website, MediConnectInsurance.com, where you can click on the seminars tab and be a part of it. Popular songs in 1958.
There were some goodies here. And I was listening to a few of them on my way in. So Johnny B. Goode, Summertime Blues, Yakety Yak, La Bamba, Tequila. So some songs that had a definite sound and have withstood that test of time. I also pulled up a couple popular movies from that year, 1958. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. We know I'm a big Elizabeth Taylor fan, right? South Pacific and Gigi were all released in the year of 1958.
All right, so you want to do the gas card?
Let's do it.
All right, go ahead.
So all right.
If you're the first person that calls with the correct answer at 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020, you're going to get a $15 gas card. And the question is?
Well, before I mention the question, I'd like to throw it out there that if you're a Facebook friend of MediConnect Insurance, right, we are dropping a hint on Friday afternoon. So check us out, friend us on Facebook. But the trivia question for this week for a $15 gas card is, who was the first performer to ever have the number one song, record, and movie in America at the exact same time?
Come on now. Everybody who is a baby boomer, I think you should know this, but it's 412-922-1020. You know, you mentioned La Bamba, Ritchie Valens, the Big Bopper, Buddy Holly. I think this is the year 1958. I think
you might be right. You might, or if it wasn't, it was very close to it.
The day the music died, American Pie, of course, Don McLean looked back at that historic day. You know, I had a newscaster who worked here, Bob Kometz, who kind of grew up in the proximity of that.
Okay.
And it was just, you know, he was a young guy, and he said it was just like one of those awe moments where it was like, kid was 22 years old. He had so much ahead of him, and he was so like light years ahead of everyone else with technology. And you know, the Ed Sullivan Show and Peggy Lou and you know, Maybe Baby, and he was gone. It was just one of the most tragic stories of the era, and still felt by many to this day. But you know who owns all the publishing rights to Buddy Holly?
I do not.
Paul McCartney.
That's what my guess was going to be, because you know, I think it was Michael
Jackson.
Yeah, Michael Jackson bought Beatles songs and Paul, then said, left them in his will to
him. He asked Paul, "How do you do that?" And next thing you know, he ended up, from 1967 on, he owned all the publishing rights. Pretty
wow.
Shrewd. Pretty shrewd. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back on the other side. Lots to get to. She is Lauren Uran. This is the Inside Connection, MediConnect, for a Saturday at KDKA. All right, before we get back to Lauren, no one should have to face winter without heat. You can help your neighbors in need by staying warm and supporting the Dollar Energy Fund. Love what they do. Just about that time for the annual KDK Warmathon Friday. It's going to be happening February 16th from 5:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. presented by First National Bank. All the details on how you can support at kdkradio.com. Brought to you by Bill Few Associates, Tri-State Office Furniture, and Love In Furniture. So let's get heavy on Medicare right now.
Absolutely. So, Rob, what I'd like to take a little bit of time to talk about this morning is our seminars. I was actually fortunate enough to host our seminar in the Shaler Library for those that are new to Medicare. And Sean, I think, talked about our seminar last week, and we had a sellout attendance. I had 31 attendees. We had another seminar this week that also was over the 20 mark. So we sat down in a seminar space with over 60, turning 65 individuals out there in the Pittsburgh area. And it's so much fun. Actually, the seminars are probably one of my favorite things to do. They're a lot of fun. It's live.
Well,
you're talking to people.
You're a people person.
Absolutely.
And that's great.
It's just fun to have a room full of people that are going through the same thing, that have these questions, right? And it never ceases to amaze me some of the questions that we get. And even some of those questions, like, it might be the same question, but people will phrase it in different ways. And I'm just like, wow, I never thought about it like that, you know? But it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy doing those. And again, many people, again, are unnecessarily frustrated, confused on just some simple parts of Medicare, right? So some of the top questions I wanted to kind of talk through today. So first, do I need to get on Medicare if I'm still working? This is a question we get a lot. And Rob, you're kind of in that scenario, right?
Yeah.
So the answer isn't always cut and dry. Some folks might, if you're in a group that's under 20 employees, actually, your Medicare has to be primary. So you got to take a Medicare plan. Saw a gentleman, this was over the summer. He was still working. He owned his company and he read somewhere that, hey, if I have coverage, you know, through work, I'm covered. So he went out and bought himself a plan on the marketplace, had the company paying for it, and he had about 4 employees. Luckily, MediConnect got to him in time where we were able to still activate his Part B and get him onto Medicare. But that would have actually resulted in however long that he was in that situation, he had penalties for B and D for. So again, it's not always cut and dry, but a lot of times when folks are still working, if you're actively working and you have employer coverage and that group's over 20, many times it will be sufficient or what's considered credible coverage for Medicare. So you can stay with that plan. But here's the other side of it. It's not always the better option for you, right? The stronger option. And it depends on a lot of things. Do you have a spouse on your plan? Do you have children still on your plan, right? Because we know with a lot of companies, I think I stayed on my parents' insurance, right, till I was 26. So do you have anybody else you're carrying? Is it just you? There's a lot of factors to look into. So again, it's not just yes or no. Hey, that's good for you. And we get a lot of people come into these seminars that, again, are still actively working. The seminars are at 6 p.m., kind of constructed for that so you can make it after work, right? And that's their number one question.
All right. We still have no winner yet. 412-922-1020. This is the question to get the $15 gas card. 412-922-1020. And if I have to give you a hint, you're going to say, I can't believe I should have known that. But here is the question.
All right, Rob. The question is, who was the first performer ever to have the number one song, record, movie in America at the same exact time? So number one song, record, movie in America, same exact time. And again, if you're a friend of MediConnect, there's a pretty good clue on the Facebook page right now.
So go to that Facebook page if you'd like, or just call us if you think you know it, 412-922-1020. You know, it seems like it's complicated, but one thing that you all do, you really dissect and you translate this stuff to put it in layman terms, and people are so relieved within the first few minutes of sitting down with you guys.
It's funny. I always joke that when people sit down, first, I'm going to bring some clarity, but then they're going to have other questions, right? Because I'm going to bring up things maybe they weren't thinking about. But, you know, when I do my seminars, everybody has a different style, but I do this thing with my business cards where I kind of show the difference between a supplement and advantage plan. But I like a visual, right? It's kind of hard to comprehend. Another big question we get is, what's the best coverage? And again, we can't answer that question, right? So there's 63 different Medicare Advantage plans in Allegheny County. There's Medigap plans. There's your work insurance, right? And everybody is in a different medical situation. So we really have to sit down and show you your options and it's your choice, right? We're just helping guide you along, right? We're like the air traffic controllers out there, like this way, right? Hopefully, you know, I saw an airplane, I think, nick each other the other day on the news. So we're not going to do that. We're going to guide you in the right direction, right?
All right. Tell everybody where your office is located. We don't do this enough.
I agree. We are located in Kennedy between McKees Rocks and Robinson. So right off the 79 exit for Moon Crafton. And we're up right behind that Gecko. Wonderful location. I think in the past like month and a half, Rob, I've had a handful of consumers come in for an appointment that are radio show fans.
Oh, nice.
And I literally am sitting at my desk working, and I'm right next to the agent room where all of our agents are housed, and they're answering their phones and, you know, doing their work. They can come to me easily with questions. And, you know, the one day I just heard somebody kind of yelling my name, and I thought it was Sean across the, across the office, and, you know, come to find it was a radio fan and he wanted to come meet me. So again, if you come up to the office for a meeting, we have meetings going on in there all the time. Come on up, say hello. You know, if I'm there, I'd love to meet with you. We have a couple really nice meeting rooms, and you know, the experience is great. Plus we have all of our resources there, right? So it's a nice place to come and hang out, but we'll also meet you out at a neutral location or in your home, whatever you're comfortable with, right? We'll come to you. You can come to us.
Phones,
no cost.
Phones are ringing off the hook and nobody has got this yet. It's okay. Amazing to me. I'm going to wait. If we don't have a winner by heading into the third break, I'll give you a hint, but this should be really a slam dunk. If I mean, this major, major, major star.
I think that, again, when people hear the answer, like you said, it's going to be one of those, oh, so how did I not get that?
Here's the question again, and you have to call 412-922-1020. And the question is for that $15 gas card.
Who was the first performer ever to have the number one song, record, and movie in America at the exact same time?
I'm not going to give the hint yet, but I will going into the third segment if no one gets it. So before we get to our third segment, which is simply, I can't believe it's already February, some other things that we have to talk about. You guys are going to be rolling out your own podcast, right?
Oh, yeah. So that's what we're going to talk about here a little bit. So MediConnect's begun a lot of different things on the marketing side. Again, thanks to Sean. Our listeners know Sean very well. So we've begun the rollout of our podcast series where we're hoping to provide a new episode every week to walk you through concepts. So again, with our seminars, they're great. They're in person, right? But that's the full Medicare education. And we know, you know, sometimes people just want little snippets, right? So that podcast series is going to help walk through different concepts to consider when you're making this decision. You can watch these on our Facebook page, MediConnect PGH, or on our YouTube channel. And then we're also working on, this is something we've had in the works for a little bit, our Medicare in a Minute video series, which we're going to give a Medicare overview within 10 to 15 1-minute videos. Short content, simplicity, right? Easy to digest, and about certain subject matters. Again, right now, if you want to engage with Medicare, whether it's a full seminar, individual consultation, you can give us a call. If you have a question, give us a call. However, you know, we're going to start rolling these things out, and I think they're going to be really helpful. I'm very excited to be a part of them.
All right, here again are these seminars that are up and coming. February the 7th, just days away, Holiday Inn Irwin, North Huntington. February 15th, all of these seminars begin at 6. Marriott Waterfront, that's Waterford Drive, West Homestead. February 16th, Holiday Inn Washington, Highlands Meadows Drive in Washington, PA. And then on February 21st at 6 p.m., the Holiday Inn Greentree, 875 Greentree Road, just a few moments from where we are broadcasting from today. Also, they are going to be coming to Butler, to the incredible AHN Harmer location, Ford City, Bell Vernon, South Park, Oakdale, and Pleasant Hills. You can book your seat now by going to MediConnectInsurance.com, clicking on the Seminars tab, or you can pick up the phone and talk to those advisors who are there until noon today, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. All right, coming up next hour, it is, of course, none other than Andy and Mike, the True Value Home Improvement Show. And we'll be talking a lot of cold weather stuff today. And then at noon, it's, of course, at 11, AAA Central's talking travel. And then at noon, it's the first Saturday of the month. So Lynn Hayes Freeland is here, Minority Health Matters. And then at 1 o'clock, a new program, just a couple of weeks old, really interesting stuff. It's Net Worth Financial Hour with Beth Andrews of Net Worth Advisors. So that's coming up today with your Pratt Pack right here on KDKA. So when we get back, tell them what we're going to be doing.
We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, the end of our open enrollment period is nearing. So talking a little bit about, again, situations where you could still move, right? We're not locked in necessarily. And we'll also be talking a little bit about some of the issues that we're seeing out there from some of the carriers. Pretty regular issues this time of year. They get a little bit backed up, but what our members are seeing to get you, again, that feedback of what's going on out there in our market.
888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Lauren Uran is here. This is the Inside Connection MediConnect. We have a winner of the trivia question for the $15 gift card. Took a long time up there in Mercer County. It is, who is it again? Eric?
Eric in Hermitage. Yes, Mercer County.
Right. So, and he also wanted to know if you could help him up there in Mercer County. We said absolutely.
Absolutely we can. So that's just a short drive for us. And I do want to mention, you know, that's a great question. So thank you, Eric, for asking. But yes, Mercer County is not far from us, from our agents. We're working all of Western Pennsylvania. We have agents out in Eastern Pennsylvania. But we also have a telesales group within our office, right? So they actually are contracted with states up and down the East Coast. So, yeah, no matter where you are in Pennsylvania, we can be of assistance. So thank you, Eric, for asking that. And thank you for getting our trivia question. This was a good one, right? So the question, again, was, who was the first performer ever to have the number one song, record, and movie in America at the exact same time? And the answer, who we already talked about him today in our Turning 65 group, was Prince.
Otherwise known as The Symbol, but his real name, Roger Nelson, and still miss him to this day. What a tremendous talent he was.
So it was interesting. When I worked for one of the carriers, our headquarters was up in Minneapolis. So we went to Minneapolis once a year for a big conference, and the Prince Museum is up there,
yeah,
right?
Paisley Park.
And so I was wanting to get up there and go, but one of my counterparts, he had gone up a day early to go. Well, you have to book a reservation like a year in advance. So he rolls, it's a private property, so he got escorted off by security and never got to see the Prince Museum. But we then the next year, it was a COVID year, so they shortened the amount of people that could go up, and I wasn't able to go up to Minnesota. And then, of course, where did they go for our outing that year? To the Prince Museum. So I need to get up there.
All of the tragedies, I mean, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, you talked about Buddy Holly. I would have never thought Elvis, I would have never thought he would have died that young. He was the one performer who I thought would be performing in Vegas when he was 70 years old.
Right.
Still doing the, you know, the
like
splits.
Like a Wayne Newton.
Yeah, the splits and the, you know, dancing like James Brown. Just a really tragic story. But Paisley Park is actually becoming like a Graceland. They have lots of people that go visit it every year. All right, so Medicare Advantage open enrollment period will end March 31st. So we got to do some due diligence and we got to let people know what they need to know.
Right. So what is MAOEP, right? Medicare likes to talk in all these acronyms. So MAOEP stands for Medicare Advantage Open Enrollment Period. So what this means is that if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, you can either A, choose to go with another Medicare Advantage plan, or you can drop Medicare Advantage and go back to a prescription drug plan in original Medicare. So in this time frame, right, it's from January 1st through March 31st. So you get one change in that quarter. And why this is important, again, first off, for all of you out there that are on Medicare, I always tell everybody, you know, you become more popular than you ever have been in the way of calls and mailings, right? So you're getting bombarded with all this material. OEP doesn't have the same marketing regulations. It actually has stricter regulations, so they're not marketing it as much. However, you're kind of probably thinking, oh, wow, I just got out of the enrollment period. We're in another one already. But they did bring this back a couple years ago for people. If you're in AEP and you make a change and maybe it wasn't the change that you thought, if you're working with a plan that's out there in the marketplace, you can change, again, Advantage to Advantage or Advantage and go back to original Medicare and a prescription drug plan. So, for example, I have a friend of mine. Her grandma, I've been helping her out for years. Okay, and grandma has some issues where, you know, she has some seizures. So we sat down and looked at some plan options, but, you know, didn't pull the trigger during AEP. Grandma was good where she was at. We were good to go. Then she had an episode where she was in the hospital. Come to find out, she's going to need physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy, all coming to the home. Well, on a lot of Medicare Advantage plans, those can add up. That's a specialist copay, $40 a pop. If they're coming 6 weeks in a row, three of them each, that can really add up, right? Well, there's a plan that I, you know, had access to out there that had some lower copays, and we were able to save her, you know, from you know, $100 and something a week down to $15-20 a week. And again, because of the situation and the change in health, and we're in OEP, she was on an Advantage plan. We were able to move her to another Advantage plan. Another place where this is really important is like maybe if you missed AEP, or maybe if you got a new prescription prescribed to you since the fall, and it's a little pricey, right? We can even find plans out there that might have some better cost on your prescription medication. So I helped a gentleman, the plan he was on during last year, we found a plan out there that saved him $500 a year on his meds. So he was taking all generics before, and then, you know, January comes, he gets prescribed something, and it was going to be $2,000 for the year, and we got it down to $1,500. So $500 in savings for the year isn't too bad, right?
No, not at all.
So, again, you know, we've been taking calls from Medicare beneficiaries who didn't realize the difference in their drug costs from last year to this year. Formularies change, too. So you might have a tier two or three drug now, and it goes up a tier, and right. You go to the pharmacy in January, notoriously for years and years. That's where I've had a lot of people call in, right? They didn't look, I'm happy with what I have. I get it. I'm the same way, right? We don't like change. It's just part of human nature. But they then go to the pharmacy, or they then go to the doctor, and they're like, whoa, this doesn't look like last year, right? So if that's fitting your scenario, give us a call, right? We can talk through that. We are in the open enrollment period now, so if you have questions, we have the advisor standing by, 888-818-6334. We can help you out. Also, something else we're noticing, and we just wanted to keep our listeners aware. So every year, right, there's enrollments during annual enrollment period, right? Makes sense. And they're coming on to a plan. Everybody's coming on for January 1st. So I'm going to throw my carrier hat back on right now, Rob. And when you're from the carrier perspective, you're getting a large amount of new membership, right? So you have all these people coming on. So now you've got to coordinate getting out ID cards, getting out materials, getting out welcome letters. So we're seeing that there's a little bit of a lag in some of the ID cards and also over-the-counter catalogs. So if you're on an Advantage plan that has an over-the-counter catalog, so again, these huge enrollment numbers in AEP can delay this information from being received. So if you find yourself in that situation where you haven't received something yet from your plan that you should have by now, you can call into the member services of your carrier. Or if you're a MediConnect consumer, you can give us a call. We actually have access a lot of times to look up your ID number and get you a card. We have access to get you a copy of that over-the-counter catalog. So, you know, give us a call. But if you're not our member, sometimes we might not have the ability to look up your ID card, right, because you're not connected with us through their system.
You know, the key is annual enrollment, open enrollment. If it's the calendar year that you're going to be 65, hey, you just need to get your game together, and you need to start really doing your due diligence. And this is really a good time, you know, not much to do outside. So you can kind of go to work on the inside, prepare some notes, make an appointment, never charge for your services, go up one day to that beautiful office and get that game plan, the one that'll work for you.
Right. And what if, like, you know, during AEP, maybe you just called your carrier. So they were only able to talk to you about that one company, right? We're contracted with the majority of the carriers here in Western Pennsylvania. So there might be something out there that fits your needs that you didn't even get to review.
And a lot of times when drug costs are changed and somebody starts losing more money, they don't even realize it until they've really lost a lot of money. And, you know, you add up $500 a year, but in some cases you can add, you know, say an extra $100 a month even, or $150 a month when it comes to prescription drug costs. And why generics sometimes maybe might be the best way to go because of the cost factor. There's more ways to save than there is to spend money when you go to MediConnect.
Oh, absolutely, Robin. We mentioned one of our also turning 65 Pittsburghers, right? Mark Cuban.
Right.
So we've got his drug discount program. We've got GoodRx. There's some programs out there within the state called Pace and Patient. There's been a lot of times. I actually have a lady that I'm working with one of my agents right now. She's on a cancer medication. It retails for $16,000 a month. So we're trying to find ways to help her get some assistance for that prescription. And, you know, there's also going to some of the drug manufacturers. Sometimes they will give you a discount if you're unable to afford that medication. I took one that was like $134, went to the website, put my name in, said how long I was on the medication, and they gave it to me for $15.
Explain that to me, how these things are out there.
I mean, again, every drug manufacturer is different. So I've seen one sometimes where they help you on a commercial plan differently than they help you on Medicare. But it's just as simple as calling the manufacturer, going to their website. Not every single one does that. But, you know, again, when you're working with MediConnect, we're going to cross-reference GoodRx. We're going to cross-reference Mark Cuban's lookup. We're going to cross-reference the manufacturer's website. And we're also going to see if you're eligible for PACE or PACENET assistance. So we're going to try to help you save in those many ways plus more.
Yeah, Mark Cuban's Cost Plus, as it is called. This is just you and the drug and the company and the drug back to you, and the savings goes right back into your pocket. You know, and I watched him on CBS Sunday Morning a couple of weeks ago. He just wants to give people a fighting chance. Look, Mark Cuban has earned everything the old-fashioned way by going out and grinding it. But he's not like me, checking to see what my Social Security is going to be when I'm 67 and a half.
Right.
So he's really doing this, I believe, out of the goodness of his heart.
Well, again, too, I mean, he's turning 65, right? This is a pressing matter to him as well as just like everybody else.
You know, these are the type of people that they're reading the morning paper one day and they're like, that doesn't make sense. And I'm 65. Let me look into this. And it becomes a challenge to them is what it does. And they have the ability to get out that hammer and swing it and get things done. I think it's fascinating what he's doing. All right, let me tell you, this is why MediConnect is here. All of the stuff that we talk about, you get live advisors now through noon today. Talk to a live person immediately. No prompts, no voicemails. Live advisor right now, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. February 7th, 6 p.m. All of these seminars at 6 p.m. Holiday Inn Irwin, North Huntington, Pennsylvania. February 15th, Marriott Waterford, 401 Waterford Drive. And that, of course, West Homestead. February 16th, Holiday Inn Washington, 810 Highlands Meadow Drive, Washington, PA. And February 21st, 6 p.m., Holiday Inn Greentree, 875 Greentree Road, right down the street from where we are here in Greentree. Also headed towards Butler, AHN Harmer, Ford City, Bell Vernon, South Park, Oakdale, and Pleasant Hills. Again, all seminars at 6. Live advisor standing by until noon. Call, book your reservation, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the Seminars tab. We'll be back. All right, here we go, back with Lauren Uran, and we're going to review some of the things that we learned on the program today. But this whole idea of these seminars, why they really work in today's modern age of technology, there's still nothing better than shaking someone's hand, seeing them eye to eye, actually being able to have questions answered in real time. There's something to be said about that contact, that personal contact, right?
Oh, I mean, Rob, there's been tons of time for talking to someone on the phone, even, right?
Yeah.
And they just have all these questions, and I'll just say, you know, I think with the nature of your questions, it might be a better idea if we sit down face to face. And I have never had anybody regret that. It just really, there's so many moving pieces to Medicare. We talk about in our seminars comparing Medicare to a puzzle, right? Puzzle pieces. It's very true. So sitting down with somebody and really walking through their scenario, and again, it's personalized, right? And sometimes there's stuff I have to look up too. You know, everybody's scenario is a little different.
Yeah, everyone's scenario is a little different. But believe me, that's why no two slices of bread look the same. No two snowflakes look the same. We all have different wants and needs, and that's why you need the inside connection every week, and you need MediConnect. So what else? Reviewing today's show.
So reviewing today's show again, first and foremost, Eric, thanks for asking the question that you did when you called in for the trivia. You know, Eric was calling in from Mercer County. Can you help me in Mercer County? Absolutely, we can. So we can come to you, we can meet you in a neutral location, and we have ability to work with you over the phone as well. So if you're in Pennsylvania, if you're listening to the show in Ohio, if you're listening to the show in West Virginia, if you're streaming from somewhere, give us a call, 888-818-6334. We can assist you as well. I actually, one of my dad's, someone he used to work with, is turning 65 next year, and she lives in Florida. So we've actually set up an appointment. I'm going to review some new to Medicare things with her and help her get to an agent that's fully licensed in Florida within our phone center. So, you know, if you have questions, we can assist you no matter where you are. Also, again, stop in our office. So if you're nearby and you want to make an office appointment, we're located right in Kennedy Township, and we'd love to see you. I've had a definite influx of folks listening to the show come into the office, and I've heard my name called across the office and gotten to meet them. So I love it. It's a lot of fun for me. Also, you know, moving forward, we really just want to focus the show on putting the buying power back into the hands of the consumer and loading our audience with that knowledge here on the show, with our podcasts, with our Medicare and Admit It, right? All the things that we're trying to accomplish, we want to empower the consumer with knowledge, right? And also, too, I wanted to mention, you know, you asked what we talked about that was so important, right? Those seminars. Coming out to those seminars is just a great way to kind of wrap your hands and wrap your mind around the situation of Medicare. Whether you're a year out, whether you're 3 years out, whether you are assisting a parent, right, or a grandparent through the Medicare process, we can help you out.
Well, here's the other thing. Even though everybody has to get a specific tailor-made plan, sometimes you hear a question from someone else, you realize that question can be your answer too. And more importantly, you get a chance to talk to people who are like you making this giant step, and you get that information, that feedback as well too. So it really is a group situation that actually gives you more ammunition to know exactly what you need to do.
And that's exactly, you know, I think one of the main reasons, Rob, that I wanted to be a part of MediConnect. So if any of the listeners are familiar with my history, right, I had a long history with some of the carriers. And, you know, watching some of the groups that I worked with, MediConnect really, again, brought the education to the forefront and empowered the consumer, as well as, you know, our customer service and our relationship building is at the center of everything that we do. And I really just, that meant a lot to me, and I wanted to be a part of that team. And, you know, again, I'm so happy to be here and to be moving forward with this. These podcasts, these Medicare in a Minutes, are going to be so much fun. And again, I think they're going to help a lot of people, because we talked about, I mean, we have a show every single Saturday, Rob, that is talking about Medicare. If it wasn't so complex, we wouldn't have room for a show. So again, these little bite-sized pieces are just going to help make it digestible for all of you out there. And I hope everybody's able to tune in and listen. Again, check out our Facebook page, check out our website for those links, for those videos. We're going to have a YouTube channel coming soon. So, you know, we'll be able to get to you and get that information to you pretty streamlined.
All right. Again, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Tell them what they can expect if they get that appointment booked, that there is never a charge for your services. Go ahead.
Never a charge for your services. Book an appointment. Again, if you would like to work with us over the phone, or we can come to you, you can come into our office. I've met a lot of people at neutral locations like a Panera. We're going to sit down and we're going to talk to your scenario. You're going to meet with one of our licensed representatives. And, you know, we do have a nice presentation as well that just kind of goes over if you're coming onto Medicare for the first time. But then it's easy to, you know, adjust it around. If you're already on an Advantage plan and you want to know how those work a little bit more, we can give you that education as well. We can review your plan, whether it's a plan that's out there in the marketplace or a plan that you're getting through your employer, and take a look and compare it to what you would get, break it down, and just help you make that decision. And I feel like, again, we're helping you navigate the waters of Medicare, right? It's the sea, it's a rough sea, and we're going to help get you through that and out of the storm into a plan that's going to fit your needs.
All right. Before we go, we are going to tell everyone that it's very easy to hook up with those seminars. But before I tell you how you do that, I want to go over these seminars one more time.
Sure thing. So we've got starting in February, these are all going to be 6 p.m. February 7th, the Holiday Inn in Irwin in North Huntington. February 15th, 6 p.m., the Marriott Waterfront. February 16th, next day, Washington in the Highlands Meadow Drive. And then February 21st, Green Tree, not far from, again, where Rob and I are sitting right now. We'd love to see you out there and love to get this information out to you. So please, again, if you have questions or you'd like to sign up for a seminar, you can give us a call, 888-818-6334. We have live advisors today until noon. You can also check out our Facebook page, check out our website, and on our website there's a seminars tab that you can click and see all the seminars that are coming up. So maybe it's one of the ones in the future that will be in your neighborhood.
You know, the other thing that I think people need to know is, and if somebody who's just diving into this whole thing, we just went through open enrollment, annual enrollment, all these things. What's the difference between the two?
Right. So annual enrollment period is October 1st. We can actually start talking about plans, and then you can accept an enrollment starting October 15th through December 7th. In that time frame, anybody that has Medicare, right, can make changes. So you can change your prescription drug plan. If you're on a Medigap and a prescription drug plan, you can look at Advantage plans. The other key part about AEP is all that plan information, especially when it comes to Medicare Advantage, is going to be new for the next year. So they update their plans, premium changes, copay changes, benefit changes, and all that's out there for the first time to the consumer to review for enrollment for January 1st. Now, let's say you missed that period. Let's go to open enrollment period. That's where if you're on an Advantage plan, you can either change to another type of Advantage plan, which again, Allegheny County, for example, there's 63. So we've got a lot of options out there if you haven't looked into them, or you can go back to a prescription drug plan and Original Medicare.
You know, when you think of Original Medicare and how far we have come, when you think of Original Medicare, isn't it amazing some of the nuances in every year, how it's getting so much better? We talked about dental benefits and all the things that are happening, you know, for vision, for hearing. I mean, this is really an amazing opportunity.
I mean, I talk about this all the time in seminars and appointments, but Allegheny County specifically is the third largest Medicare eligible county in the nation. So with that being said, there is a lot of competition that wants to be a part of this market. So what happens with competition, right? They're going to increase those benefits and increase those things that are going to help them gain enrollments, right? And it's going to be great for us because we're sitting in a market that is very competitive and has a lot of great benefits to offer.
Yeah, but I don't know anybody that has all the contacts. I mean, all these different carriers that we all know and love. And I mean, you're even doing a seminar at the beautiful AHN Harmer location in the Allegheny Health Network, what they've done with Highmark. I mean, it's just, you guys have left no stone unturned and you deal with everyone anytime, any place, and you have the connection to literally get inside, if you will, the great minds and the people running these healthcare organizations, and you came from one in your own right. So you guys just have that A-team out there.
You know, we try very hard to do that and make the resources available to our clients. I've had even folks, you know, one of the great things about those relationships, Rob, is that when I have somebody that's having an issue on a plan, I have a contact, you know, outside of calling into member services that I can reach out and say, hey, I'm having this problem. I'm having trouble getting through. What can I do? And they're escalating it. And that was my role, you know, before I came here. I worked with agents and got them, you know, if their member was having a problem, I could get them to an escalated level.
Yeah. And Aetna's always been a good friend of our show, and they come in and they always share good stuff with us, and a couple of Pittsburghers there with us every time that they pop by. So I don't know. I just really love what you do, and I know your heart's in the right place and you are definitely getting it done. And when you have somebody from Hermitage call Mercer County and say, can you help me today after they've just won a $15 gas card, that means they want the gas card, but they also want help. And it's good to know that we can reach out. Now we're kind of moving out into central Pennsylvania and all that stuff. It's just, I think it's going to be a great year and better days ahead because MediConnect's on top of this stuff.
Busy days ahead, Rob. I have a busy schedule, right? It's
going to
keep me busy, but I love it.
Listen, always a pleasure. Thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Rob. Have a great day.
All right, let me just tell you one more time. Pick up that phone, Live Advisors. You're not going to get a voicemail. You're going to get a real person up until noon today. Call and schedule your appointment. And remember, there is never a charge for their services. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. So make the call. They're there today until noon. 888-818-6334. Or go to MediConnectInsurance.com.
Right now on the Odyssey app, download No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith on some of his latest podcasts.
Oh, yeah, I sat down with Draymond Green and we got into everything in regards to Jordan Poole and what happened between those two. I also had a hilarious conversation with Bill Maher on the state of politics in today's day and age, and Elon Musk, of all people, of course. Plus, you know, I had to talk about my feelings on the whole Rihanna, Beyonce, brouhaha.
No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith. Get it today on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Right now on the Odyssey app, download No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith on some of his latest podcasts.
Oh, yeah, I sat down with Draymond Green and we got into everything in regards to Jordan Poole and what happened between those two. I also had a hilarious conversation with Bill Maher on the state of politics in today's day and age, and Elon Musk, of all people, of course. Plus, you know, I had to talk about my feelings on the whole Rihanna, Beyonce, brouhaha.
No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith. Get it today on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Right now on the Odyssey app, download No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith on some of his latest podcasts.
Oh, yeah, I sat down with Draymond Green and we got into everything in regards to Jordan Poole and what happened between those two. I also had a hilarious conversation with Bill Maher on the state of politics in today's day and age, and Elon Musk, of all people, of course. Plus, you know, I had to talk about my feelings on the whole Rihanna, Beyonce, brouhaha.
No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith. Get it today on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.